Thank you all again for coming. It's, I go to many festivals that I really, honestly, think this is one of the best ones I've ever attended, because it's so much like family. It's so intimate, and so many loving exchanges have taken place on different levels, and it just gives me so much pride and gratitude to be part of this wonderful family of Srila Prabhupada, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I've been asked to speak a little bit about this festival, the Kanye Hatha Festival. I'm going to try to keep it fairly short, because I don't know about you, but I'm a little hungry. The Kanye Hatha Festival is also known as the Chip Rice Festival. And it's a yearly celebration, particularly of loving pastimes between Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das Goswami. The pastime, as it's described, particularly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, took place 500 years ago on the bank of the Ganges in a village called Panahati, which if I remember correctly, it's just a little north of Calcutta, or Kolkata, as we know it now. In this pastime, Lord Nityananda, in appreciation for the loving service of all of his devotees, arranges a wonderful feast for them. That's about it. That's the essence of the festival. And, love means reciprocation. If you love someone, you naturally want to reciprocate with their love, we want to express your love. So, Vaishnava devotees, this is how we express our love. We reveal our minds to each other. We exchange prasad, and we exchange gifts. It seems very simple, but it's the mood of giving that gift. One time, I was with Srila Prabhupada in London, and I was very young at that time. I must have been like 19 or 20. And Prabhupada had asked me and another young man to go to France and help start the Krishna conscious movement in France. I'd only been a devotee 6 months. And we were entrusted with such great responsibilities in those days, actually. Prabhupada told us one time, along with the instruction of the spiritual master comes the ability to fulfill it. So although we were young, if we had any qualification, is that we just wanted to please Prabhupada. We went to France. And just before going, Prabhupada called us into his room, and seeing, we were young and a little bit not scared but apprehensive, Prabhupada turned to me and he said, preach boldly and have faith in the holy names. Kind of went to my heart and etched, those words are like etched in my heart, it was my mission statement. Preach boldly and have faith in the holy names. And to encourage me, he reached back in his dresser drawer and he pulled out a dhoti, an old dhoti he must have worn, numerous times. And he handed it to me. And, someone may, who's not Krishna conscious, who doesn't know our culture or what's the big deal, he's a cloth, but it was everything to me. And Prabhupada said to me, a gift from the Vaishnava is a very special thing. I wore that with a saffron cloth. I was a grihastha at the time. I was married. And, married men, they don't wear saffron, but I wrapped that around me and I wore it so it just became tatters. So like this loving exchange is so, this pastime, the Panihati, it's a feast, basically. And Lord Nityananda, so much appreciating the service of so many wonderful Vaishnavas, asked Raghunath Das Goswami to organize this feast of yogurt and chipped rice. There's also many instructions, very many important. I was discussing here with Mark, we could actually speak for many days on this pastime, but I'll just mention perhaps one or two of the instructions. One of the instructions that we can glean from this is observing the importance of renunciation of Krishna consciousness. This we see in the lifetime of Raghunath Das Goswami. You know what's been mentioned, Raghunath Das Goswami was practically a prince. His parents were king and queen, but they were so wealthy. I've heard it said that if that their wealth was compared today, they'd be something like five times what Bill Gates has, $25 billion or something. They were very, very wealthy. But from the very beginning of his life, Raghunath Das Goswami was very unattached to that wealth. How is that? Because as a young boy, the sadhus would pass through the villages and they would speak on transcendental subject matters. So because that was the time of Lord Chaitanya's pastime, practice taking place at that time, many of the sadhus were devotees and they would come through the village and they would talk about Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Dvaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. And just by hearing those pastimes from authorized devotees, Raghunath Das Goswami got a strong sense of devotion to bhakti, love for Lord Chaitanya. This is the potency of Krishna consciousness. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasanam, Sakyam, Atman, Nivedanam. These are the nine processes of Krishna consciousness, beginning with hearing and chanting. And it's so potent that if you just hear about Krishna, you can awaken your love for Krishna. That love is already there in the heart. Not something that we get from some external place. It's eternally there in the heart, but it's in a seed-like form. So a seed can remain dormant for many months, many years on the shelf. But if you take that seed and plant it into the ground and you water it with water, what happens? It germinates, it blossoms. So what is the watering process to bring this bhakti, this devotion, this love for Krishna that's there in the heart? It's hearing the pastimes of the Lord and glorifying the Lord by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Raghunath Das, at that time he wasn't Goswami, he was Raghunath Das, and he lived in this very opulent atmosphere. But when he heard about service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, this is the real wealth, this is the real riches. It's bhakti that actually satisfies. It's not any external wealth of name, fame, or prestige. Savaipum sham padakamo yato bhakter doksaje ahitukir patiyata yayatmasha prasidati. The Bhagavatam says, the supreme occupation for all men and women is that by which we can attain to the loving service of the Lord. If that service is unmotivated and uninterrupted, what happens? Jayatma Shukashiviti. Our hearts become completely satisfied. All desires that we have, we don't even know about, the spiritual ones, they're satisfied in devotion and service to the Lord. So a strange thing happened to this boy from the worldly point of view. He started becoming very detached from all this opportunity for name and fame, prestige and wealth and opulence. And he would just kind of shun all of that, much to the dismay of his parents, and all he wanted was the association of the devotees of the Lord. He very much wanted to meet, especially these two personalities, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So, eventually he was able to have a darshan with Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda arranged for him to contribute his feast, use his opulence, use his wealth, which Goswami described as yukta vairagya. Real wealth means to understand nothing belongs to me, everything has come for the service of God, and if I'm a wealthy man, I use it in the service of God. That's also renunciation. That's real renunciation, actually. So he took his heart and wealth and he began providing for the Vaishnava community. And this pleased Lord Chaitanya very much. And his life was a progressive evolution of renunciation. He got to the point he was so disinterested in material life, he almost became disinterested in his own body. And at the very end, towards the end, he was just taking a little bit of buttermilk once or twice a day just to keep the body and soul together. And 22 hours a day, he was bowing down 10,000 times a day to the Vaishnavas. And he was chanting 22 hours a day. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama,
his pastime where he took his wealth and made a big feast for the devotees, Acharya say this is the beginning of the renunciation of this great personality, Raghunath Das Goswami. So we can't imitate that. We may not be very wealthy, but we can enjoy the feast that is cooked by those who are sponsors this evening, and we will also enjoy Krishna consciousness by chanting and feasting. Another important instruction that we can glean from this pastime is that we cannot obtain the mercy of the Lord at home. We require the mercy of others. We require specifically the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Even Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur said one time, our search should not be for God, our search should be for one who can take us to God. An example, an analogy which sometimes helps us grasp philosophy is if we wanted to meet the president of the country, Obama, we're just ordinary citizens. Even if he was in the area, it would be practically impossible to meet him. But if you happen to know one of his relatives, then it becomes possible. Or if you know a friend or a associate, a businessman, then your chances are much better of meeting President Obama. A case in point is my good friend Radhanath Swami. You've all seen the famous photo of Radhanath Swami with President Obama. So how in the world did he get to meet President Obama? Well, there's a very wealthy, influential businessman in America who's also a devotee. His name is Dr. Cal. He's way up there. And he became part of the Seattle congregation. And along with some other businessmen, they arranged a functional, that very high level of businessmen who would give donations to the Democratic Party. It was such a big donation that President Obama agreed to sit into the function of the dinner, and Cal brought along with him that morning and arranged for him to meet President Obama. So what was seemingly impossible became possible by a friend or an associate. This, I think you get the point. So if we want to meet God, it's very difficult. But if we can come close to one who is close to God, he may recommend us and we can have that darshan. But this pastime also displays this principle, because after hearing so much about Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das Goswami became mad for his association. But you couldn't get near Mahaprabhu because he was followed by thousands of followers. And it was just difficult to have his darshan, so he began praying to Lord Nityananda, who is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in his position as Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram is subservient to the Lord. So he began praying for the mercy of Lord Nityananda, understanding that in his heart, the devotees arranged for him to actually to meet Lord Nityananda in the forest one time. And he was very humble, Raghunath Das, and he was in the back, and one devotee pointed out to Lord Nityananda, who was surrounded by thousands of followers, there's a very nice bhakta back there. His name is Raghunath Das. He's very interested in serving you and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Nityananda called Raghunath Das forward, and being Trigana called, being able to see past, present, and future, he could see into the heart of this aspiring devotee, and gave him mercy by putting his feet on the head of Raghunath Das and asked him what he wanted. And Raghunath Das, he said to Lord Nityananda, that no one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful for me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord Nityananda thought, how can we attain the shelter of the Lord? By devotional service. We attract the mercy of the Lord. Krishna says in Gita, I can be understood as I am only through the process of devotional service. And when one is in full understanding of me through the process of devotional service, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Just like if someone comes to offer their service to you with no remuneration, they're not asking for any money. Like, devotees don't ask anything of God, they just ask for service. Lord, I don't want money, I don't want material pleasures, I don't want undue association with the opposite sex, I don't want name or fame. And what do you want? I only want eternal service to your lotus feet. If someone comes towards you, or approaches you, offers to serve you in your home, in your business, in your affairs, and they want nothing in return, they just want to make you happy, then you naturally feel inclined to that person. That's a sign of their sincere devotion towards you. So God's the same way. If we approach God with no material desires, just to serve Him for His pleasure, then we make all arrangements for His devotee as well. So Lord Nityananda gave Raghunath Das a service which would attack the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, you make a big feast of chipped rice and yogurt, and you distribute it to all the Vaishnavas in this region. And once the word got out, you know how devotees are. I hope that's not the only reason you've come here tonight. Some of you did come a little late in the program. Once the word got out that there was a big feast being prepared, thousands and thousands and thousands of Vaishnavas came. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he made sure it was a very public feast. It's like when you come to the temple of Vrindavan, you always get first class for Shodha. So that feast was arranged. And for the pleasure of Raghunath Das and for the pleasure of all the Vaishnavas, Lord Nityananda sat down and meditated on the personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by his meditation, he brought personally that personality, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, into the association of the devotees. He granted his darshan and he gave his mercy to Raghunath Das. So by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Raghunath Das got the darshan that he desired of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's another important instruction. And in that life, we understand that the spiritual master, he plays the same function in the lives of the devotee. He's the one that accepts our service on behalf of the Lord and recommends us to the Lord for his eternal service. Therefore, the spiritual master is sometimes seen as a representative of Srimati Radharani, and he's sometimes seen as a manifestation of Lord Nityananda, both of whom are great devotees, and both of whom are very eager to engage aspiring devotees in eternal service of the Lord. So both Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das Goswami are very intimately entwined in this wonderful pastime along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can take that instruction to ourselves and serve our spiritual masters with the desire of getting eternal darshan of the Lord. I read on Giriraj Swami Maharaj's Facebook page a quote that he gave from Srila Prabhupada, which is very authoritative, as authoritative as the Chaitanya Charitamrita that I was quoting. He said that Prabhupada said, to get the mercy of Radha and Krishna, you need to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to approach Lord Nityananda. And to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have to approach all the Jagai and Madais in this material world and ask them to chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare. Sri Vanhati Pasavo Ki,
Lord
Nityananda Ki,
Lord
Nityananda Ki, Lord Nityananda Ki, Lord Nityananda Ki,